On the Friday before the Democratic National Convention was preparing to kick off in Philadelphia on July 25th, the longstanding efforts to unify the party after a fractious primary campaign were upended with WikiLeaks' release of over 19,000 internal DNC emails. Those emails from seven key figures within the party document discussions that explored ways in which the DNC could undermine Bernie Sanders' campaign as he was fighting to overtake frontrunner Hillary Clinton. One email from the Democrats' chief financial officer, Brad Marshall, suggested that they use religion against a certain possible atheist with a Jewish heritage, presumably Senator Sanders. While many Bernie Sanders supporters had long charged that the DNC rigged the primary system to favor former Secretary of State Clinton, the WikiLeaks emails appeared to confirm their accusations. Large numbers of delegates immediately called for the firing of DNC chair, Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who turned in her resignation. Soon after, however, Clinton appointed Wasserman Schultz honorary chair of her campaign's 50-state program. But for all the anger about the leaked DNC emails, Hillary Clinton's choice of Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate was a far more serious blunder in the view of many in the party's progressive wing. While Bernie Sanders' progressive platform won 46% of pledged delegates in the primary campaign, Clinton chose a centrist Democrat whose positions on free trade, banking deregulation, and reproductive rights are the polar opposite of nearly half the party. Your reporter spoke with journalism professor Jeff Cohen, co-founder of the group Roots Action and communications coordinator of the Bernie Delegates Network. Here, Cohen explains why he believes the choice of Kaine is a colossal mistake that could put Donald Trump in the White House.
I mean, it's very rare where you have a losing candidate, and obviously we know from the emails that in spite of an unfair system, an unlevel playing field during the primary process, Bernie Sanders, an insurgent candidate, got 45% of the Democratic Party primary and caucus voters. It's quite an achievement. So I'm hearing a lot of people from Team Clinton saying, we need party unity, we need party unity. Well, the best way to have achieved party unity or a center-left alliance against Trump would have been to choose a vice presidential running mate other than Tim Kaine. It would have been to choose a vice presidential running mate that might bridge to the other wing of the party that's so wary of Hillary Clinton. Even Donald Trump did that. Trump chose as his vice presidential running mate Governor Pence, who had endorsed Ted Cruz. So it's not that unusual, and it was especially needed in the Democratic Party. Unfortunately, Senator Kaine, he's one of just a dozen Democratic senators who voted last year to fast-track Trans-Pacific Partnership. In many ways, he's in the conservative wing of the Democratic Party. So it was seen as sort of a poke in the eye when Hillary Clinton had this opportunity to try to bridge to the progressives and really build an alliance against Trump. And instead, she went with one of the more conservative Democrats in the U.S. Senate.
Jeff Cohen, I've read commentaries that try to rationalize Hillary Clinton's pick of Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia as her running mate by saying the left has nowhere else to go and that they will come into the fold and vote for Hillary in November. It's the independent voters that might be drawn to Donald Trump that she is trying to get with the nomination of Tim Kaine to be her vice presidential running mate. What do you make of that strategy?
Yeah, you're right that that's almost a mainstream media mantra, but I haven't heard that much today because it's finally dawned on the moronic mainstream media pundits that the Bernie supporters have somewhere to go. They have a home. They can stay home, or they could vote for Jill Stein, the Green Party. So it was a very, very stupid and risky strategy. What you're laying out is exactly what Team Clinton has been spinning and their friends in the punditocracy. I could count the ways that it's bad strategy if your goal is to defeat Trump and defeat him handily in November. First of all, you could go after these imaginary moderate Republicans. Maybe there's 13 of them left in the country. but there's 13 million people that voted for Bernie Sanders. And if you choose someone like Tim Kaine, who's got this position on corporate trade, even within the last week, he signed on to a letter wanting to deregulate banks. I mean, if you choose someone like Tim Kaine, and by the way, he's a smart guy. Everyone says he's a very nice guy. He's got some liberal positions on especially gun control. He's been particularly brave. You know, he's got some redeeming qualities. But on the main issues that divided Hillary supporters from Bernie supporters, he's almost always on the wrong side. He's on the corporate side. So if you want to help Trump win, you, number one, divide up the Democratic Party by that choice. Two, you choose someone who's quite corporate, and you saw Donald Trump immediately when the choice was made. He's saying, I'm the guy who's standing with the common people, and they've got two corporate Democratic establishment insiders on their ticket. So it makes absolutely no strategic sense. The right strategic move in defeating Trump would be to choose a populist as the VP running mate who could expose the faux populism of a Donald Trump, a billionaire who spent his whole life living in the lap of luxury. So the way to get the independent voters and the swing voters and the Bernie voters is to put someone on the ticket like an Elizabeth Warren or a Sherrod Brown, the senator from Ohio, who even endorsed Hillary, but he's known as a guy who's fought for labor, fought for the working class, fought against NAFTA, fought against these trade deals. You'd put someone on your ticket who's an unmistakable populist and, you know, who's been there for years and years, not someone who wants to weaken regulations of Wall Street or some of the banks, as Tim Kaine's been trying to do in the last week or two.
That was Jeff Cohen, journalism professor and director of the Parks Center for Independent Media at Ithaca College. For more perspectives on the Democrats' vice presidential nominee, Senator Tim Kaine, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.